Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we were taught that the gods of Goliath were demons. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And so in verse 42, he says, "And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, of a fair countenance." And he wasn't even sunburned. He didn't have a tan. He was of a fair countenance, it seems like to him. You know, he just didn't seem tough at all. He seemed like a choir boy. So he disdains this ruddy, that is, this red-headed, good-looking kid. The world disdains purity. They disdain standards. They disdain holiness. And when you see a church that makes fun of those things, they've already chosen the world's weaponry, and you need to come out from among that and be separate. They're the ones that are going to be calling you legalists. They'll say, "Oh, you have a list. This is the 21st century." Well, God had a list. He said, "Thou shalt not kill." I think that still stands, don't you? "Thou shalt not bear false witness, lie." Don't you think that still stands? "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Do you think that still stands? You see, yes, we do have lists, the God's list. And I just, one of those guys, I guess you'd call me dumb enough to think that God is right and man is wrong. And by the way, that's the safest way to be. Now, you can live for the 21st century if you want that. And it might be acceptable to so many. And just like to the Philistines, they thought that it was acceptable and cool to send their giant out there. But you see, I'm looking to not be acceptable to the 21st century and what's cool here. I'm looking for eternity. See, the 21st century has yet to catch up with eternity and have a long way to go. So if I want to be contemporary with God, then I will not be contemporary with the world. And so I'm contemporary. It's just I'm contemporary with holiness and God and His Word. And I think that's, again, the best way to go. And it is the best way to go. Verse 43 says, "And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his God. Now, he tries to put a curse on David by his God. Goliath has probably seen some spectacular things by his God. But Goliath also doesn't know that they are really demons. They're devil. They are liar. So Goliath is religious, and he is seeking a curse on David in the name of religion, asking to kill David by the power of his God. Well, demons are powerful. They're impressive. And they even are very deceitful. Is that what 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15 teaches? "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, his demons, his devils, also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work." Oh, they'll deceive many. They'll tell them there's many roads to heaven. They'll tell them, do the best you can. They'll talk about good works and baptisms, but they'll never go the Bible way, and they're going to lead multitudes to hell, but their hell will be much worse than the multitude. If you're not walking in the Spirit, my friend, in the Spirit of God, in the Spirit of His holiness, you can be deceived by contemporary religion and worship. David has a stave. It was used in working with sheep and dogs, kind of like a goad. So this giant has nothing but disdain and disgust, the same as the world has for us when we witness and have standards. It seems to try to put even religious people on a mission to destroy you, as you might say, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed to an angel of light. And so they want to try to destroy the fundamental preacher, and they decry the standards and the preaching of the word. Seems like they seem to do it more than Satan's crowd does, that are easily identified as Satan's crowd. So verse 44 says, "And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I'll give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field." Now can you imagine David standing there with this guy that is so tall and so big and a warrior, looking down at him, threatening him? So Goliath threatens him, trying to intimidate him, which is one of the things the world tries to do to you. Godly men aren't intimidated if they walk in the Spirit, but you'll find there are people in the church that will try to intimidate you. And Goliath was capable and would have intimidated David and made him run if David is not walking in the Spirit. Satan has scared many men from the fight. And yet again, 2 Timothy 1:7, "For he hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." You run from the fight, you don't have a sound mind in God's sight. Are you standing and serving? Or on the job, are you one of those that are laughing at or telling the dirty joke? Are you listening to that music in your car? Are you the one that cuss? Are you the one that drinking? Social drinker? Are you the one that tears down the church that takes a stand? You're gossiping about the other? You see, you have the spirit of the fear of the world. You're one to be acceptable to the Philistines more than the Lord of hosts. And so in verse 45, we look at David, and then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." I like this. You've come to me with the most modern, best weapons the world has to offer. You're coming at me in the power of the flesh. You're a soul man. You feel so great about yourself and your chance. Oh, yes, you do. He says, "I'm coming to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts." John 14:13, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Love me, keep my commandments." So he said, look, you're coming at me with all of that, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. You see, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you've defied, you've offended God with your ways. You've offended God's holiness and his word with your cursing and your religion. I'm coming to you in the faith of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies. My friend, ask in his name, pray before you witness, pray before you work in the ministry and in all endeavors, because sometimes it's hard to stop during the fight and get on your knees, okay? So, when David goes to him, he's already operating in the name of the Lord. In verse 46, it says, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I'll smite thee, and take thine head from thee. And I'll give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day into the fowls of the air, and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Ooh, there was a purpose. There was a purpose. Not only is he fighting the man that has defied his God, he's also helping the world to see that God is the true God. And that's the purpose of the ministry and the fight. Judgment and justice what Goliath has threatened will turn on him. Satan tempted man in the garden to get him to fall. But in the fall, the foot of the Word made flesh fell on his head and bruised. And so, Jesus asked for us, and the Father would do it. This battle is to bring glory to God, just like our spiritual battles should. Are you having a problem with someone right now? Are you fighting someone right now? Is there an ongoing war with someone right now? Let me ask you something. Are you praying and asking God how you can use this battle to bring glory to his name? Or are you just trying to get a good hit on the person? Fighting bitterness, anger, apathy, maybe pornography, maybe an unforgiving spirit. Maybe someone opposes you and the gossip and so forth. You have an opportunity, as David did, to glorify God in the fires. Isaiah 24:15 says, wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. That takes us to verse 47, where it says, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Wow. David, he continues talking. Old Goliath come out there talking a little smack to him, and here's David. He's just throwing it right back at him, but it's not smack. It's the truth. Sword and spear, they're of the flesh. It is the object of Goliath's trust. David saw his weapons only as tools in God's use. David's faith is in God, not his weapon. David knew that he must do his part. And if he does, he knows God will do his part. The battle is the Lord. My friend, fight it scripturally. Whatever battle it is that is going on in your life, what a comfort to know the battle is the Lord. Follow his command. Follow his way. Let him order the battle. Let him direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God's way? Not normal weapon. Love your enemies, for an example. Pray for them.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.